But we cannot bring Bikur from tomorrow from dates, Shebahorim, that grows in the mountains. So Rashi says, even though it's from the Shiva Saminim, but still it's not a Choshiva tomorrow. It's weak, it's Kehushim, it's not Minamukhar, you cannot bring it from Bikurim. The same thing, Vilemi Perish Shebamokim, you cannot bring it from fruits that grow in the valley, also that Kochush. So you can't bring it from Bikurim. Now Alma Ula says, in Hebula Kiddush, they said, if you bring these pears for Bikurim, it's not Kodesh, it has no din Bikurim on these pears. Even the Kuvah, it has no din of Bikurim. Yosef Rabba sat down. The Kol Malo Lashmait, he said over this halacha. Say, Svevacha Barabba the Rabba. Svevacha Barabba asked the question to Rabba. It says in the Posik, Korban Reshis, that the Chutz Mash was going on the Shtei Lechem. Afagav Rashi said, the Chtibi Bikurim. So it says what korban reishis means shetei reishis to chol amenochis, that the shtei lechem should be the first mincha brought on the mizbeach from the new wheat. The same thing the prophet says, v'yakrivchem mincha chadosh l'Hashem shvuaseichem, that you should bring a new mincha, meaning the shtei lechem on shvuas is called a new mincha. Now ein liyela chadosh shachitim, this is only called the new a crop of the wheat, like the first new wheat to be brought on the Mizbeach should be the Shtei Lechem that comes from wheat. Chadosh Sofarim Minan, how do we know the same thing, that the first mincha to be brought from barley should be the Omer? Talmud Pasuk says, Chadosh, it says next term the word Chadosh. So, Meinu Inyan Lechadosh Shachitim, if we do not need it for the mincha of Chitim, so the Inyan Lechadosh Sofarim come to tell us that the mincha sofarim, the oimer, that also comes from the new crop. Now, minayin, how do I know to say, shetei kodemus le bikurim, that the feeding comes before you bring bikurim, that the shtei lechem of oimer comes before we bring bikurim? How do we know this? Talmud Lema, the prophet says, v'chag shavuos, tasa lechor, bikurei ketzir chitim, that what you bring on shavuos, that's called the bikurim, that's called the first crop, the first cutting off of the wheat that's used to be brought to the base of Midrash, that should be brought on the Shtei Lechem on Shavuos. And after then, you first start bringing the real Bikurim. Now, V'yein li'yela Bikurei Ketzir Chitim. I don't know if this goes like on the wheat. Ketzir Ferim, and I don't know the same thing applies to barley. Tom Lehm, the Pasuk says, V'chag ha-Ketzir Bikurei Masecha Ashatiz Rebasoda, that you planted in the field. So Rashi says the prophet is mashma. This is the chag shvuos. This is the kurim masecha shatiz rebasoda mashma from anything that was planted in the field. Anything the bikurim of it is the shtei halechem. And so mashma even barley also is not brought for bikurim before you bring the shtei halechem. Now the yain liyela shatizra only things that you planted you cannot bring for bikurim before you bring the shtei halechem. But olu melem, how do we know to say things that grow by itself? Minayin, even these things also you cannot bring before the Shtei Lechem. Talmud, the Pasuk says, basoda, mash many things in the field, even what grows by itself. And furthermore, the yein liyela basoda, things that grow in the field itself, even by itself. But minayin l'rabbis, how do we know to include also shebegag, the pears that grow on your roof, rosh shebechurba, that grows in the haunted place, rosh shebeotzitz, in a flower pot, also shebetzvina, things that grow on a ship, but also from those pears you should not bring bikurim before you bring a shtei lechem. Talmud Lema, the prophet teaches us and says, bikurei kol asher b'yatzam, that the bikurim, the first thing to be brought has to be the shtei halechem, and nothing else could be brought from Asher, from Eretz Yisrael, before you bring a shtei lechem. Mas even for things that grow the tzvina, still you cannot bring them for bikurim before you bring the Shtei Lechem. Now, minayin, how do we know to say Shetei Kodemus and Nesachim? That who are din, the Shtei Lechem is even before you bring the Nesachim, the new crop from Nesachim, or else the Peres Elam. Rashi says, mean to say Shlo Yovi Nesachim min HaChodesh, when a new crop will be Kurim Yiperes tomorrow and the Zaysim Kodem the Shtei Lechem. How do we know this? So, Ne'er Makan Bikurim Masecho, the Nemal Halal says over there, the Ostrachos Maisechem in Asoda, that Ma'alahalon Nisachim of Peres Elam, is Afkan here also talking about even the Nesachim of Peres Ilan. And also these things cannot come, be brought on the Mizbeach, before you bring the Shteh Lechem. So kids, this is the limud that the first thing that's brought on the Mizbeach, on the new crop, is the Shteh Lechem on Shavuot. And after that, you can first start bringing Bikurim. But I call upon him, what did we learn over here? Ketanim Mir, what did we learn over here? That Shebegad, the Shebechurba, the Shebeotzes, the Shebechurba, that what that these Peres cannot be brought to Bikurim before you bring the Shteh Lechem. But Mashma, after you bring the Shteh Lechem, after Shavuot, then you could bring Peres for Bikurim that are grown in a Svina or in a Churba or Shabbatit. So it's not like Ulu said before, that the parents that grow Shabbahorim or the Shabbamokim, it's not Chal Bikurim at all, because they're not good quality. So these parents that grow in a ship is also not called good quality. And here we see, he could bring it for Bikurim. Smir says, no, I'll tell you, safe and awesome the Menachis. Means to say, if you want to use this wheat for a Mincha, you cannot use the wheat that grows in a Svina or Shabbagag or Shabbatit before you bring the Shteh Lechem. Then Nechnami, to use this wheat for Bikurim, Pshiti Kanat, Tzam Min Amuvchor. But for Menachas, it's Kasha, just Kamashmu, and you have to first bring the Shteh Lechem. Mas, give long Ravada Baravo, Yochi, if so. Haino, just said, that's what the Pasuk says, Kol Toye Bevaisecho Yochel Oysoi, Mashreni Baran Yehal Kreet from it. Now, the Mincha, if we're talking about a Mincha, you're telling me you're talking about a Mincha, the Zichre Kunhu, the Misachlin. A Mincha, the Lach of Kedish Kedoshim, it could only be eaten by a male Kayin, not by Kol Tor Bevesecho. So if Mash, we're talking about Bikurim. So then says, Oma Rav Meshar Shiyo Shrei Kroik Stif. And I'm going to tell you, there are two psukim here. One pasuk says, L'cho Yiyah, Mash Me Tzadit to you, whatever you want, I'll speak to you. In other words, to you means the Kayin, that has to go into the Kayin. Okay, another pasuk says, Kol Tor Bevesecho Yechol, if anybody that's storing your house, feed from it. Okay, so how does it come out? Can the Bikurim, by Bikurim, true, you're supposed to give it to a Kohen, but the Kohen can let anybody in his house that's Torah eat from it. Can the Menachas, but Menachas only goes to Zichre Kuna. Rav Asher Yoma Kula b'Menachas, don't think it's talking about Menachas. The same with the Kuros of Alach Meitaida, it's talking about Alach Meitaida. Alach Meitaida, that's Necho by the Bailim, that's called Kol Tor B'Vetecho. The other one says, the Plukta, it's only machlokes that Rabbi Yechon Omar in Hevi Lo Kiddush. If you bring Bikurim from these type of parents before the Chushim of Ramokim or Shabharim, it's like an Atchal Bikurim at all in Hevi Lo Kiddush that we had before from Ula. However, Rosh Lakish Shomer No in Hevi Kodesh that B'diavad, if you bring these parents for Bikurim Atchal, Nasa Kochus the Kodeshim. It's just like you bring a korban, a shvachar, a weak kayin, a weak behema, that lemaisa still a tchal the kedusha on the behema. So when it says this shlema rosh lokish kediyama time, it says a good reasoning, that lemaisa you bring it to bikurim, it's tchal kedusha on it, even though it's kochish, lechachilu, maybe you shouldn't have done it. But now that you did it, it's just like a korban, it's tchal the kedusha on it. Elo Rabbi Yechon on my time, what's Rabbi Yechon's reason? So when it says Omer Reb Loza, that Rabbi Yechonin chazoi v'chaloim, milsa malyisa, that if Yechon like saw in his dream a good reason, and Amina said like this, Amakor, the Pesach says, Mei Reshis, you could bring Bikurim from the first crops, but Mashma V'loi Kol Reshis, not all the first crops, certain ones you cannot bring, is Kushim, the bad crop you cannot bring for Bikurim. Then it says, Mei Arzacho, V'loi Kol Arzacho, from your land, but not any place in your land, only from the Mufchar, from the special places, which Shlemin HaMufchar you cannot bring. That's of Yechon and Pshat. Now, Rosh Lakish, what does he do with this Pesach? Hayatzuch ha-mayobad lehim, yibodah l'katan l'kvalant. Rabbi Gamliel bar Rabbi Yoimerim, nema kan eretz, that's the word eretz here, nema lal meretz, mal alen shvach eretz, talking about the shvach of Eretz Yisrael, av kvan shvach eretz, talking about the shvach, the praise of Eretz Yisrael. Rashi says, d'ayinu peris, hein mishubochin mishar peris, is av kan en nevim bikur nela min ha-mishubach means from the Sayyiminim. But then Chlami, any place or any type you could bring. Vidach Bimas, what have you going to do with this? May Eretz. It says the word May Eretz. Vidach Eretz, May Eretz, the master doesn't make this for Joshua. Tony Chod, it's like this. Shebegag, Peretz that grow on your roof, for Shebechurba, in your back, in a bed place, for Shebotzit, in the flower pot, for Shebesvina. Maybe the curry, bring Bikurim from these type of Peretz, you may be, and you're also carrying the parasha. The Tanya, another place that says, no, maybe be any Korea. You bring it, but you're not Korea. But Master according to both of them, though, but it has a lock of Bikurim. So this Shleim of the Rosh Lakish says, yes, it's Chal, Kedushas Bikurim on these type of crops, on these type of Tfuam. I, of course, assume one place Mashmi, you are Korea, one place Mashmi, not Korea. So God, I go like Lakasha. Hold the God, but the moral of the God, the bias. One is the roof on top of a cave, and one is the roof of your house. But Gag Gemara means on the cave that's called Kakarka. So therefore, Lach would be is made of the Kaira. By thinking the Gag on top of your roof, that's not called Kakarka. So therefore, you can only be made, but you cannot be Kareya. You can only be Kareya the Pasha Bikurim if it comes on the outside or things that grow on the ground itself. So that'll be a Teret on Gag and Gag. But Nikra Adin Bikurim could be half on these type of Tfua. Now, Chuba Chuba also Lakasha. Can be chuba vudu, we worked in it, and therefore it's called miyasecho. Can be a chuba shena vudu, you never worked on it, therefore it's not called miyasecho. Also lekasha. Can be a kuv if the flower pot has a hole in it, it gets unique from the character. It's called oritz. It's called miyasecho. You are maybe the kareya. Can be shena the kuv, and it says you're not kareya. You can't say the pasha. It's talking about the bikurim that grew in a flower pot that has no hole in it. That's not called miyasecho. And Svina Svinosa Lakasha, so you can't be Svina Shalit, can't be Svina Shacharis. One is talking about that the ship was made out of eight, and therefore it's called a hefsek, it's not called Yenik Vinakarak, it's not called Miyasakha. But the one that's grown from Charis, made out of Charis, then it's called Mezi Vikara, Vishum the Shalariti, it's made out of ground, it's made out of clay, therefore you would be Mezi Vikareya. So according to the Shlakish is good. But the more